Indeed. Well, look at that. There's only about 17 minutes left in the show. What do you do? What do you do? Well, you pull out some Sid's straw is what you do. I was you can go to the You can go to the Twang Trust website, which is twangtrust.ca, and listen to old shows and read about stuff and look at things and have all kinds of fun. Although if you happen to plug in twangtrust.com by accident, it'll take you to a Steve Earle fan site. And it's a pretty groovy site itself. And you can go there, actually, and click on the radio tab, and you can listen to Steve Earle's radio show. Did you know Steve Earle had a radio show? He does. It's on that Air America deal. It's like the lefties talk station, which apparently doesn't have too much more life in it, unfortunately. I hope Steve keeps doing his thing because it's quite an interesting thing, and you can go to twangtrust.com and listen to his show there. And it's a half hour show every week that he does, and he has a different guest on each week, and basically it's a music show. They his guests come and talk a little bit and just play a few songs, and it's pretty groovy. He had Kathleen Edwards on just the other week, and he had Sid Straw on not too long ago, and that was an interesting listen for sure. I've always been a big Sid Straw fan. She's been around for a long time. She hasn't put out much under her own name. I think she has two albums out under her own name. I don't know what she does for a living. It can't be putting out records. She couldn't have sold that many. I don't know what she does. I don't know if she's got a day gig or what the deal is, but she's more famous as a background singer. She pops up on all sorts of great records. And we're going to hear a couple of them. But first off, we're going to hear something from her last album called War and Peace, which came out in 1996, for Pete's sake, on Capricorn Records, no less. The guy who founded Capricorn Records just died. How about that? There's a theme here somewhere that I haven't pursued. Anyways, the album's called War and Peace. And boy, speaking of things that aren't going to be around much longer, wow, here's Sid Straw's Ode to CBGBs.
Thank you. pretty good kid. I've been blamed, but I'm not ashamed of a couple of things I did.
Like what?
Well, Dave, I learned the golden rule before I started to school, like every good young'un should do. But what am I worth on God's great earth if I don't mean nothing to you? Well, what am I worth here on earth, darling, if I can't have you? You know, I just can't find no peace of mind in anything that I do. I don't know why you're making me cry. Honey, won't you give me a clue? 'Cause what am I?
My face all over the place for all the good things that I do.
No doubt.
Like I might get my name in the Hall of Fame or even in a book of who's who. But what am I worth on God's great earth if I don't mean nothing to who you? Well, what am I worth here on earth, darling, if I can't have you? I just can't find no peace of mind with anything that I do. Well, I don't know why you go and make me cry. Honey, won't you give me a clue? 'Cause what am I worth on God's great earth if I don't mean nothing to you?
I always love that tune. Open your eyes, open my eyes, from the album Horsebreaker Star. Grant McLennan is who that was. He's half of the creative team behind the Go-Betweens, that Australian pop sensation who's sort of had a resurgence of late, which to me is a bad thing because Grant McLennan did his best stuff on his own, if you ask me. He put out 4 solo albums after the Go-Betweens broke up, and they're all amazing, amazing pop records, and that's a taste of it right there. Horsebreaker Star. If you can find the 2-disc version rather than the 1-disc version that got released in North America, then you should, because it's a whole nother disc of great stuff. And Sid Straw in there singing along, if you didn't notice. She was singing along with Dave Alvin before that from his album King of California. We heard an old George Jones number called What Am I Worth? And Sid all by herself from her album War and Peace at the top of that set. And a little ode to CBGBs. Well, that's about it, kids. We only got a few minutes left here on the old Twang Trust. So yeah, we'll say so long. And here's something. Speaking of Australia, this song was written by some Australians. Vanda and Young, the partnership of Vanda and Young. Do you know them, guys? They were behind a band called the Easy Beats. They were they sort of got lumped into the British invasion, even though they were from Australia. And then they came back in the 70s and started this weird thing called Flash in the Pan. Remember Flash in the Pan? Yeah. And I think there's an AC/DC connection in there, too. Crazy, crazy bunch of guys. But this is a song of theirs. This is going back to the Easy Beats days. A song of theirs rendered by St. Louis, Missouri. Well, actually, they're from Springfield, aren't they? They're from Springfield, technically. But it's in Missouri. Here they are. It's the Skeletons. See you next week, kids.